Good morning. Today is Tuesday, October the 11th. Joining us this morning is the, Executive Director of the Humboldt, Eureka Humboldt Visitors Bureau.
You got it. You got it. Good morning, Brian.
I keep wanting to put greater in there. I'm not sure why.
Well, looking at me, I don't blame you.
Yeah. Okay, smart guy. Our quote this morning comes from Henry David Thoreau. When a dog runs at you, whistle for him.
Okay. That words to live by in business and sales.
Yeah, yeah. When it's happening, take credit for it, I think is what the basis of that is. Oh, boy, oh, boy. Well, we're kind of wrapping up the end of the tourist season. I've heard anecdotally that many, many shops are up, many lodging places, revenues are up. Is that a harbinger for you of what next year means? Do you base the following on the current?
To a degree. But, you know, there's always the outlier which can completely throw the calculation off. In the past, it has been things like unexpected recessions.
Well, if we have a war.
Or
okay, I mean, that's going to be, that's a game changer.
Or things, even gas prices. You know, if oil gets over $70 a barrel, then people don't drive as much, and, you know, we do feel it. But on the whole, I would say, and all of the industry prognosticators are agreeing, that we're at the, pretty much at the front end of a pretty good growth period for the tourism industry. There's a lot of pent-up demand. People are still going to get out and travel.
To wherever they head off to. The fact that the trees are our hook, does nature come and go as far as a target or a desirable thing? I mean, if I'm sure in the 70s, it was really cool, you know, eco-groovy and all that kind of stuff. And then you move into other areas of interest. Does society do that, or is that more of an individual? And there's always folks interested in trees, and always folks interested in Disneyland, and always folks interested in NASA, and it's just reaching out to them.
Well, we've definitely survived on the fact that there are always some people for whom the tallest trees in the world are an attraction. And we're, you know, we're lucky in the sense that there's no question the redwoods are on bucket lists. People got to see them at some point. But
is that good?
Sure, it's good.
Okay, do you have a bucket list?
Do I have a bucket list?
It's written or not?
Fairly informal, but yeah, there's some things I want to see. And
so once you see it, are you going back to see the pyramids a second time?
Of course not. But
so rather than being on a bucket list, how do you move that into this is something that you want to repeat?
Well, first of all, you got to look at what market it is. Certainly, the bulk of our market right now is Northern California. Over 70% of our visitors are Northern California residents. And by that, we mean a line basically Fresno and north. So if we can find those folks for whom we're on the bucket list, then there's a chance they'll come back.
KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:19. We'll be back with more from Tony Smithers.
You've never heard us before, because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us, Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back talking shop this with Tony Smithers. That would be morning if I had said it clearly. Tony, the concept of the bucket list, I want to pursue that a little bit more. I had never thought of it in this way before, that and I'm leaping in. The list that I have got, the one that I most often refer to, is our baseball cards. You know, I'm not going to buy multiples. Okay, fine.
Okay. But you want to get the whole set.
Well, yeah. Yeah, if money was no object, yeah, you betcha. But I don't think so. But the concept of that is you get it and you check it off and it's gone. So how do we become a repeatable event other than just geographic proximity? I mean, to me, that's like weenieing out.
Sure.
So how do you build that in, particularly if you don't have anything there? You know, it's not like you've got a killer hostelry that is the wow when you see the elk racks all over and the old pictures of, you know, Teddy Roosevelt and, you know, all that kind of, we don't have that to work with. It's just, we'll go down the trail. Well, I know we aggrandized, certainly.
I'm going to begin by arguing with you a little bit about that, because I think that the Redwood Forest doesn't really need any aggrandizement beyond what it is.
But you can't spend a week in it unless you get lost.
For the most part. Most people are good for a day or two.
The resort concept doesn't apply.
Right. And that's why we've always approached it with what we call the Redwood Plus concept, which is, there's a lot of great things to see and do in Humboldt County. Whatever your particular passion is, whatever itch you want to scratch, we're a great place to do that in the setting of the world's tallest trees and these amazing forests, which sort of inform and color everything else, whether it's arts, food and drink, sports, you know, outdoor activities, whatever.
Is history anybody's purple passion?
Sure.
Of significance enough to worry about?
Well, I used to think it was enough to pursue the project of a National Heritage Area, and we published a pamphlet with Forest Service funds called Redwood Coast Heritage Trails that was all about historical sites within the county. So I would say, yes, there's definitely, you know, would you call it a history buff or whatever out there. We see it particularly in things like people who are train nuts and have a passion for old locomotives and that kind of thing. So there's definitely,
but not necessarily sites or individuals. It's more the experiential side.
It can be. You know, especially if that site is a high profile site. You know, I'm thinking of other places where, you know, I happen to be one of those people. So what do I like?
I know
to do?
I'm a freak too. So yeah. I have a tough time not projecting myself out into it. But I know that I'm. And you were a minority position. Otherwise, it'd be far more well-developed than what it is.
So when I go to, say, Sacramento, I don't want to go to, you know, the glitzy new stuff. I want to go to Old Town. I want to go to Sutter's Fort. I want to, you know, see that old, you know, railroad museum. And so I get excited when people start talking about what can we do in Humboldt County to provide that level of experience. Or more excitingly is the ongoing talk about some sort of excursion train around the bay.
Yeah, so it's still experiential rather than my definition of historical, and I'll use the experience I had in Little Rock, so it's not here showing any particular bias that I know that I have. When I went there, got there a day early before a convention, walked through some of the old churches that were in the area. I went in there and was just stunned and amazed and blown away at what I saw. But I was the only guy there. So while we might be kindred spirits in doing that kind of stuff.
How many folks are?
Yeah. Versus sitting on your backside and going through on a train ride or wandering in the woods. You know, that's a different kind of historical experience, I guess.
It is. I think the thing that we have to keep in mind is that it takes all sorts. And really that ideally we would have the kind of access to our experiences that fit every taste. Because some people, no matter how great a thing is, they're going to want to sit on their backsides and be toured.
Sure, there's a sedentary passive event rather than the active.
But their money is just as welcome.
Oh, sure.
As the person who wants to get their hand, go to Blue Ox Mill Works and forge a nail and get their hands dirty.
One of the things that I recall people talking to me was being able to tour Victorian. to find a Victorian somewhere in Humboldt County that had public tour. And that may there may be some viability on that, too. But
are you saying I should have my office in the Inglemore Club?
Well, not quite that house. But to give people, because I think, isn't that, if you're looking at our area, the missing piece? Isn't that the missing piece?
I remember visiting Charlotte, South Carolina, going through a museum house with costumed docents, et cetera, et cetera. So we have some of that a little bit. I recently took a tour of Fern Cottage. Amy Whitlatch down there was a docent, and I had no idea what an amazing place that was. I highly recommend people check that out. That's near Ferndale. But you're absolutely right. You'd think that with this huge housing stock in Humboldt, that one of them, we can somehow figure it out. I think the Clark Museum could probably furnish the thing without any trouble whatsoever.
But somebody would have to buy it and maintain it and not live in it. And I think that's probably the kicker, not the not living in it part.
Yes, because, you know, real estate throws off revenue, and that's the big commitment to make.
Yeah, well, particularly if you got a larger house like that that needs maintenance, needs upkeep. Are there grants and things like that that would be available for somebody if they were so inclined to try to take on something like that?
I mean, there have been in the past, you know, state historic commissions and what have you. It's worth looking at, you know. We have this conversation every now and then amongst ourselves. Say, wouldn't it be good if?
Yeah, because it would. It seems logical, and perhaps that's why it's not there. You know, and it doesn't have to be the one with five turrets either. And, you know, 3,000 bay windows. No, I mean, it could still be a small Victorian. It's 8:30.
We do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Tony Smithers, the Executive Director of the Eureka Humboldt County Convention. No, okay, well, you can keep convention in there. Visitors Bureau.
Thank you. I'll accept it, whatever it is.
Okay, Talk Shop, presented by REDEC and by CDH Painting. Tony, some of the different opportunities that are out there for folks, if they have the entrepreneurial spirit, does your organization serve as a reference guide? Hey, I'm thinking about doing this with a victim, blah, 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 blah. Do you know anybody else anywhere who's doing something like this? Bring the connection together so then at least they can see if this is a business plan that can really fly.
In brief, all the time. All the time. There are a lot of folks out there who are interested in getting into the tourism business. Not necessarily, you know, always a full-time. But it's also a great side gig if you want to be a tour docent, a tour operator. There's a chap now who does beer tours. There's a couple of folks who have started side, you know, with a van and taking people around, specializing in this and that.
That's is that viable? I mean, is that something that... I mean, I would never climb inside somebody's van and go on a tour. I mean, it looks rinky-dinky, and it looks as if there's not a full commitment to it. So what is my expectation? It's going to be half of whatever the price is. No, I don't need a disappointment. I'll do something else. Versus one of those step-side vans, and it's all painted up, and you're going, and they got the speaker, and the guy in the front's giving the tour as you go along, and it's just fact after fact, story after story. And
sure, that's...
It's a different dynamic.
Yeah, and there's lots of different steps in between those two.
Certainly.
Yeah. And I'll admit that it's a challenge because we do have a somewhat seasonal tourism market, and it's easy to do well in July and August, and how to keep the doors open the rest of the time. And of course, a lot of people are getting into the business now with Airbnb, frankly, is a way to get your feet wet, as it were. But the growth of this industry, and let me remind you, since you were a board member at the Bureau, lo, these many
years
ago.
Let's just say decades ago and leave it there, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Since I've been at the Bureau, and I'm not saying one way or the other, but the amount of bed tax collected in the county has doubled. So now we're pushing $6 million a year. A lot of that's room rate that's gone up. But there's also a huge amount of growth in the amount of, dining and attractions and tchotchkes that people buy. It's a very strong growing industry that we should all keep our eye on, I think.
So as you are looking at some of these potentials or ways to throw gas on the fire, I mean, that's a simple analogy that I'll often use. Where would you throw your gas? What fire now is one that could really explode and make some magic? I mean, you mentioned the excursion trade
right. Already.
Well,
it's funny you should put it that way. Now that the Humboldt Lodging Alliance has been in existence, we're in its fifth year now, and we're working on renewal. And just to remind you, the Bureau, that's not the Bureau, but we do administration for them, so it's all working.
You're like the Office of Ed.
Yeah, it all works together. But and as much as I love the marketing that does, and the fact that we're now, putting TV ads during, Warriors games and what have you, and getting good response to that,
Remember to turn up your sound on the TV if you see one of those ads and take it back down and listen to Ken's.
There you go.
For the play-by-play. Yeah.
Okay. I sometimes think, though, that there's maybe an opportunity to pull some of those funds together and do something really big that would put us on the map in one way or another. And a lot of people have kicked around ideas for what that might be. And yes, the excursion train around the bay is a big one that would draw in a certain amount of, train buffs, history buffs, families, romance, all that part would be.
Well, buying a Victorian could qualify.
A Victorian.
I mean, that's got to be a half day event.
House museum.
Yeah.
Et cetera. The plans at the Sequoia Park and Zoo with the elevated sky trails through the redwood trees is really exciting. That's on track to happen. That's doable. And we at the Bureau know we can sell that. That'll really be a great one to do. And there are a lot of other ideas have been floated up. And one of the things that we struggle with all the times is our main product is the redwoods, but there's no front gate and there's no e-ticket. And it's no fence.
Yeah.
So some sort of development of product that would be a home base, a starting point, a launching point for that experience, enhancement to that experience, and a market differentiator to say that we're not Big Sur, we're not Muir Woods, this is the real deal, I think would be something worth thinking about.
Yeah, the choo-choo train that's down at, San Jose? Who's got one that's going through the trees?
That's around Big Sur. Yeah,
is that it would be interesting, even if money wasn't a factor. What would be the one thing? And just let it percolate a little bit and see. If there's enough money, great. If there's not enough money, okay, you pool your funds. But to try to figure out what would be that one thing that would make us a spot that people would want to go to.
Yeah, but also, what...
Or spend more time once they're here.
Yeah. I think, however, the way it's going to work and is probably a more realistic model, which is we're gonna create that rising tide. So for instance, the Lodging Alliance is investing in local events and visitor services and marketing. And so it's sort of raising the boat for everybody. And there's going to be one day we're going to reach critical mass. And, with the Bureau's efforts to get news coverage of the publicity for us, One of these days, we're going to get discovered and we're going to be popular and hot.
Yeah, that latest new thing.
Yeah.
Whatever that new thing is.
Right. And then we'll be complaining about all the damn tourists and traffic and lines at your favorite restaurant, et cetera, et cetera.
You know, if it gets to the point where somebody complains about that, we can always remind them what was.
Yeah.
You know, it's like people used to complain about the pulp mill. Okay, wouldn't you love to have the pulp mill back? Yeah, you know,
exactly.
They used to complain about the mills. Wouldn't you love to have the mills back and the logging trucks and all these things that we whine about when they're here, and then when they're gone, we realize really what it meant to us.
So I was talking to a young lady this morning from San Diego, and who said that down in San Diego now, apparently everyone's talking about how Humboldt County is a cool place to go visit. The young people, the millennials.
Not for school, but for...
Just as a break to get away from...
How did she get here?
This was someone who moved here from San Diego.
I'm wondering, you know, because the airfare, it ain't cheap. You know, we're not a weekend buzz up and buzz back.
No, we're a 14-hour drive.
Yeah, or if you drive, then it's even, you know, it's a two-day event driving here from one direction or the other. So I'm curious. The transportation, I think, has always been a huge impediment.
Right, but yeah, it was more of an example of that our awareness about us as a destination is starting to percolate out there, and it's the way we want it to, which is it's as a unique, cool place in our own right, not because we've got the latest bells and whistles.
KINS News and Information Times 8:45. We'll be back with more from Tony Smithers.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:48, final couple moments this morning with Tony Smithers. Tony, if folks are really interested in getting involved, or they see a potential, or they see an opportunity in tourism,
mm-hmm.
where do they go? Is there a template, a research spot, a mentor, a somebody where they can go to find out if a thought, if an idea is something that's working somewhere, or if it's failed miserably, somewhere they can go to do some additional research?
Well, in Humboldt County, the answer to that is to go to the North Coast Small Business Development Center. And their partners there, even co-located, I think, with REDEC, who look at this all the time and are very much aware of where the opportunities lie and where the funding and expertise is to be had. If specific information about some particular idea is needed, they often reach out to us to help out, and we're always happy to. We're always fielding calls as well from people kicking the tires at local hotels and motels as well. And then the schools as well. Now the Humboldt State is starting to put a little more juice into the tourism side of their recreation department with a full-time professor. So there are those resources out there.
You give yourself plenty of time though to do the research properly. You don't want to miss on this one. Yeah.
Cool stuff.
Well, maybe somebody will hear this and be inspired.
Good luck to
you. You get the credit. Thanks for coming by.
My pleasure.
Join us tomorrow morning for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you then.